All right, welcome back. As we are live here on The Fan, and it's a game day here. Texans, Raiders, you'll hear that coming up a little bit later right here on 95.7 The Fan. Mark Vandermeer and Andre will have the call for you. And I do think John Harris will be on the sidelines. There's no TV tonight because it's ESPN. Joe Buck and your former teammate, Troy Aikman, will be doing the game tonight. But you can hear that right here on 95.7 The Fan. And we have a little short show today. We'll hold it down to about 4 o'clock, and Seth and Sean will take over. And I'm certain this conversation about the news of yesterday – they have to move on and figure out the next thing. But I am curious to see, because I know there were a lot of people yesterday, and I don't even take it, well, some of you are being asses, but I don't even take it as really is that. I think there are some people really wondering, like, are we making too big of a deal of a guy who is a second option that still kind of needs to prove it as a second option? Like, this is somebody you still didn't really quite know. But I think Clint made a comment addressing someone yesterday saying, I can understand if you are somebody who hasn't been out at camp and watched what happened. That's one of the things I'm wondering. Like, when they came together and met, right, as an offensive staff, and they're like, all right, this injury has occurred, and we're going to be without him for the year. I wonder how much this changes plans. Because I think last year when Brevin Jordan and Cade Stover, they were just gone for long, like Cade's, 10 weeks, and then Brevin for the year. Like, it seemed to change their game plan on how they wanted to run formations and use tight ends. They only had really one guy that they could lean on. I do wonder how much this changes plans.
Yeah, look, what you said right there is what's scary. If you really look in hindsight, and they've said it themselves, so we know it to be true. Just say it out loud. All the players on this defense, you can lose a superstar player and it doesn't change what they do offensively. I mean, defensively, I'm sorry. We've seen D'Amico lose multiple defensive players and it doesn't change what they do, right? We lose two backup tight ends, and a year later we're talking about how it threw off our whole identity on offense, right? And so that in itself is one where you look at and you go, that's a little bit of a head scratch. I get what you're saying, but that shouldn't be the case. Now, I think this is a major hit to the offense, losing Jaden Higgins. I don't think it changes what you do offensively. The Houston Texans better be a top half of the league run team. Not because Higgins got hurt, but because you spent the whole offseason with everybody that you signed, every move you made, every dollar you spent on the offensive side of the football, from Foster Moreau to Ed Ingram to Braden Smith to Trent Brown to Wyatt Teller to even drafting your first round draft pick and Keelan Rutledge and David Montgomery behind. Every move you made was to run the football better. A Higgins injury doesn't change that. Your identity should still be more physical than everybody, dominate the line of scrimmage, and run the football. That's what you've been telling us from jump. So I don't think it should not change the identity. It should not change what this team is able to do in any way, shape, or form. From an identity perspective. Now you look up, and I thought this unit going into training camp lacked explosiveness, lacked speed. I'm talking about the pass catchers in general, lacked explosiveness, speed, change of direction, twitch, all that kind of stuff. And you've had a couple of guys stand out in training camp, but the number one guy that stood out and really answered all of those concerns that I had that I just laid out, the one guy that's brought that to the table. Think about it. We've seen him make plays day in, day out with multiple quarterbacks. The chemistry's there. He's playing fast. You got people going on national television talking about he's the fastest guy on the team. He can run by any Texans defensive back, which I don't know if that's true, but that's what they're saying about him. That's who Higgins was. When he goes down, you lose a major weapon, and somebody's got to fill that role. Yeah. I don't think it changes who you are. No. I don't think it's an excuse to not for Nick Caley to not be able to run any kind of offense or any certain personnel. I don't think it's an excuse for C.J. Stroud to not be able to play well and have his options. But it definitely changes the explosiveness of this offense until somebody else steps up.
Yeah, because I think it's fair to say, and Figgy, I think you maybe you've been out there, maybe you've been out there a couple of times. Clint, I know you've been out there. I think it's almost fair to say, if you would say, all right, what receiver, what pass catcher's role in what they did last year compared to what they do this year, who looks the most different? I think it would be Higgins. Like one of the first things we talked about, we were out there, was like, man, he's lining up in the slot a lot. Like, they're not just putting him on the outside and just leaving him on the outside, that's right, like he did predominantly. He's in the slot. He's moving. He's coming in motion. It, like, of all the players in terms of pass catchers, it looked like they were doing the most different things with him. And that was kind of the thought process of like, boy, like, I wonder how much that shifts things with what they're trying to do.
I'm going to tell you, Ron, I briefly mentioned this when I saw it at practice. But I would argue that if you went and talked to Nick Caley and D'Amico Ryans, the guys that are really hell bent on running the football, right, and even Caserio with the roster moves, right, I would be willing to bet you that they would tell you right now that the first way, the biggest way that Jaden Higgins changes this offense is he was blocking like a grown man in the run game. And they want to – priority number one is running the football. He was locking – I mean, I saw him take Reed Blankenship. Look, I'm not saying Reed is Will, but, he took Reed Blankenship and locked him down like we've seen Trent Brown lock down defensive ends. I mean, he widened his base, sunk his anchor, and just gripped him on the chest, and it was like – said, I mean, if it wasn't – I mean, I had to look – you know, I would have had to look twice if it wouldn't have been the only white guy on the defense, but I knew who it was immediately. Reed got his ass locked up right there. Who was it? And it was Higgins. So, I mean – finding a guy that can do all the stuff we talked about in the pass game as well as block that well in the run game, that's going to be a long shot. We'll see what Jarrett Wayne can do. I think he's a big body that should bring some of that to the table. We'll see what Hutch brings to the table. He's obviously done it before. But no, to answer the question that you asked from the jump, Ron, I don't think this Higgins injury changes much of what you do from a personnel standpoint, from a scheme standpoint, and damn sure not from an identity standpoint.
Yeah. Yeah, text line coming in. My take is we are now going to see how much Nick Caley has improved as an OC.
Come on.
And how much we can make adjustments now with injuries and adjustments during the game and the rest of the season. Yeah, only thing we have based off with that is what we've seen. And, you know, what we've seen has not been great when it comes to that.
Well, I mean, at some point, I'll go back to what we just because it's something we've talked about. Like, at some point, your offensive coordinator after the season is over, or even the next preseason, even when he's asked about it, can't say, "Oh well, man, Brevin Jordan and what's his name? Another tight end,
Stover,
Cade Stover. Boy, they really put us in a bind when they got hurt. Man, that was you're talking about your second and third, maybe second and fourth best tight end on the roster." Like, well, I mean, that can't be the case. Like, losing your number two receiver hurts. Losing it 3 weeks before the first game, and it just shouldn't change what you do. I mean, an average offensive coordinator in this league has the ability to overcome that without missing too many steps.
Yep, we're gonna see. All right, coming up as we continue on a game day here, we got to look at the Astros. They were able to pull one out. And with the Rangers losing, they added a game to their lead. Joe got himself mad. He don't even look believable when he gets thrown out of game. Old Joe got himself mad. And why your boy Ocho, your boy needs a big, big performance tonight. We'll talk about the Astros coming up next as we continue.